Now we're going to change the pace, as we all do every hour. I'm going to be talking right now to Ken from Bumblebee. Welcome, Ken.
Yeah, good, thanks, Alan. Are you having a good day?
Well, the last couple of hours we've had a few technical problems, but we've got you on. That's the main thing.
You can hear me now?
Absolutely. Ken, first of all, I've got to ask you, why the name Bumblebee?
Bumblebee was something we came up with. Thought it was a bit of a catchy name.
Sure is.
Sort of just rolls off the tongue pretty well. Bumblebee for MND.
Ken, that's why I want to talk to you, is about MND. Can I just ask you, without getting into your personal life, is there a reason why you chose MND? Sorry, I lost my track. Someone walked past. Why you picked MND to be involved with?
Yeah, MND, as in motor neurone disease, is in our family.
It is, right.
And we thought we'd like to do a fundraiser, and we've got a passion for old cars.
Yep.
And I had the old Holden HX panel van sitting up in the shed. It's actually an old Rare Spares delivery van from Wodonga.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, and I thought, well, I'm a spray painter, panel beater, and rather than paint it myself, we just got it wrapped. It's a plastic wrap they put over it with sign writing on it.
Yep.
And we thought we'd just drive around car shows and sort of different events all over the place trying to raise some money. And it's really taken off. It's taken off really well, actually. We've sort of travelled all over the place with it.
So you just rock up at wherever the car show is, and obviously put out a wishing bucket or something like that, and that's how you're raising for money for MND?
Well, we thought we were going to do it. Yeah. But it's we started doing that, and then got invited to go to different events, and then people started asking for merch.
Yep.
We got our local community bank on board, the Bendigo Bank up here, and they've helped us out. They've jumped on board really well. And they're we're selling sorts of merch, and we've got beanies.
You've disappeared there, Kent. All right, well, we'll take a quick break and we'll get him back on the line. Just part of what's happening today.
The hell are they talking about? The country has been here all the time. There's a lot more people now admitting they like country music after all. Now there's dollar signs alongside country music. It's cowboy boots and hats for one and all. They say the country's middle of the road now. They say they've had enough of all this noise. I suppose the music wheel has turned full circle. Our ballads and our stories now enjoyed. Or they say our music's having a revival. They say that country's on the climb. And I say, what the hell are they talking about? The country has been here all the time. Play Charlie. Just took over. A lot of music just went underground. Then somehow rock got tangled up with country. This country music added to the sound. Oh, they're singing songs I've only just discovered. Just hear them talk about their brand new sound. But there's nothing new about the songs they're singing. It's just that country music's come to town. Hey, oh, they say our music's having a revival. They say the country's on the climb. But I say, what the hell are they talking about? The country has been here all the time. Sure it has. Country has been here all the time.
I must apologise. guys. We've had the odd little hiccup here this afternoon, but are you there now, Ken?
Yeah, I am, Alan.
Oh, yep. Beauty. Sorry about that. We've had a few problems. Now, you were saying you've got some merchandise. First of all, what sort of merchandise and where do you get it from, please, Ken?
Yeah, we run a range of peak hats, beanies, stubby holders, like little stress bees. I've got quite a few different variety of merchandise.
Yep.
That we sell out of the back of the panel van. We set up a marquee.
Yep.
And we sell out of the back of the panel van at different shows. We'll be set up at the Manhattan.
Now, this is the one we want to talk about. This is Glenn's, I think, his last one for the year, Mr. Excited, and he's really excited yep. about this. He's been telling me all about it. So you tell me a bit more about it, please, Ken.
Yeah, no, he's on the 14th of December at the Manhattan. I think it starts about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
Runs through at about 2 o'clock, and Glenn, as the, or a.k.a. Mr. Excited, he said it's going to be the biggest one of the year for him, and we really appreciate him doing this for us. It's so so humbling that these people take these on.
Ken, have you had the opportunity to meet Neil Danaher at all?
I haven't met Neil. I've met Jan.
Oh, yep.
We had a seminar down there in April, and we went down there and met Jan. She's a beautiful lady.
Yep.
And quite a few of the others, the girls, the staff, they're all really, really nice people and great to work with.
Yeah, that's
true. All the money we raise goes to them, and they allocate it for clinical trials and research and equipment and to support people and families affected by MND.
I was talking to somebody before I came on air, in the Lions Op Shop, and they were saying, look, it's terrible what happened to Neil, but he's really put this disease on right out in the public, hasn't he? Like, it's obviously been around for a long while and very little research did, but, I mean, he has raised millions for research, hasn't he?
Absolutely millions, yeah. They are so good. They've done such a good job. And, you know, Alan, we do a lot of kilometres. We talk to a lot of people.
Yep.
And some of the stories we hear, like up in New South Wales, up in the Riverina, there is 7 times the average rate of MND, absolutely, yep.
Do they know why, Ken, or...?
They don't know. They don't know at this stage. There's a link. They've found a link between blue-green algae and MND.
I have that.
It could be chemicals. I don't know. It's not my...
Yep.
It's not what I know a lot about, but I was just reading that the other night. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then you get up into sort of northern New South Wales and not a lot of people know about the fight MND, as in the Danaher.
Don't they? Yep.
No. We did a show up in Hervey Bay only 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and a lot of people came up and asked what it was all about, didn't know what the disease was, you know, unless they've been infected by it, unless they've been touched by it in some way, a lot of people don't know. So we do this awareness thing, and a lot of people see the panel van and come up to us and ask the questions, which is really good. And that's what we're about. We're about the awareness of it.
Ken, I'd love you to send me a photo of the panel van, and I'll put it up on our social media. I'd love it if you do that.
I would definitely do that, absolutely. But if you want to have a look, we're on Facebook, which is Bumblebee for MND on Facebook.
Now, before you go any further, is it Bumblebee for MND all one word, or is it...
All one word, yeah.
Yeah.
On Instagram or Facebook.
Yep.
If people want to jump on there and have a look at what we're doing... And, you know, they can follow us and even donate. You know, there's
terrific.
There's links there where they can go on to and actually donate to the cause, yeah. So it's,
Ken, is this the – like you sell your merchandise and you're going to be with Mr. Excited. Is it like at the other shows, do you just go to them, or do you run any other events of your own?
We're next year possibly do an event of our own. But we're just, as I say, it's becoming really popular. We've done shows in down on the Great Ocean Road, Bathurst, Harvey Bay, Bright Rod Run, Numurkah. We just did the Bright Rod Run at the weekend. We've done shows all over the place, Alan. It's really popular. You know, we've been invited to go to these places, and if anyone down your way is wanting to run a car show and they want a charity, we're more than happy to travel if doesn't clash with other shows.
Right. Well, Ken, look, we'd be happy to promote any of the any fundraisers you're raising, particularly if you're running it yourself. I'd be only too happy if you'd give me a bit of notice and we'd talk to you about it, because I think that it's a terrible disease. Nobody knows enough about it. And it's, I used to always say, I'm never going to find a cure to any of these things. I'm not smart enough. But the best thing we can do is raise money so the people that will be able to do something about
absolutely.
It can do it.
Yep, absolutely. And what the Danahers have done, you know, when Neil was first diagnosed, I think they had something like 3 scientists working on it, but now they're over 30 working on it. So it's fantastic what they've done. Yeah, it's amazing. Really is amazing what they're doing.
And the other thing is too, of course, as we know that governments respond to what people want, and I guess Neil having put it on the front page really tends to get government to want to spend a bit more money in that area too, don't they? And I'm not picking any government. It's not a political show, but I mean, they go where they think they should be.
Yeah, the MND actually isn't a notifiable disease yet either.
Isn't
it? Something that, no, it's not. It's got to be, apparently it's got to be contagious to be notifiable, and MND isn't contagious. So, you know, it's they aren't able to track it. People that have got it, you know, they've sort of, they really need to look at doing that, getting a notifiable disease.
Ken, when you say that's in part of your family, and we're not going to intrude in that, does it then become the rest of the family starts to get worried that it could happen to them, or is it one of those things that pop up in this generation and might not ever appear again for future generations?
Oh, it's in our extended family, right. You know. So and without getting too personal, you know, it's not my side of the family, but it's extended family. So you know,
does that then sort of put, pardon me, the fear that it can, I don't know whether it goes through generations or once it's in a family it stays there, or I don't know. Do you know that?
Look, I don't know a lot about it, Alan.
Yep.
There's a guy come up to us on the weekend at a show, and he said he knew of a family where they'd lost 16 people through MND. Now, this is how prolific it can be in different families.
Yep.
It's really amazing some of the stories we hear.
Be heartbreaking.
There's a town up in New South Wales somewhere where there's some people living on the edge of town, in town but on the edge of town. And two neighbours got it at the same time. Now, how does that happen? You know, all these stories you hear, it's really amazing.
Yeah. Now, look, I know you've got to go, so let's try and get as many people as we can down there. It's on the 14th of December down at the Manhattan. Mr. Excited is really pushing this, and most of the money he gets from that day will go to Ken's Bumblebee. But I think you mentioned also, Ken, that if they go onto your Facebook page and your Instagram, Bumblebee for MND, there's the opportunity there for people to donate as well?
Absolutely, yep. There's links on there that people can donate. Can I just put a big thank you out there for Mr. Exciter, Glenn Higginson? He's amazing what he's doing for our cause and for other causes as well.
Yep.
He's puts on car shows all the time. He does such a great job. I first met him in Mansfield, and I was watching him do his job, and he's amazing, absolutely amazing. So
we have him in here once a month. He wears me out. He's that excited. he is a terrific bloke, and we're really keen to promote his car shows, because so many of them for raising money for various organisations. And
yep.
I think he does a terrific job. So, Ken, look.
No, he does.
14th of December, down at the Manhattan, about 9 o'clock, rock on down there. Even if you don't have an interest in old cars, and I don't think there are many people that don't, but even if you don't, rock up.
Yeah.
What colour's your van? What colour are they looking for?
Bright yellow panel van with Fight MND written down the side or Bumblebee for MND, proudly supporting Fight MND. And I'd like to put a thank you out there for Yarra Valley FM as well too, please, Alan.
No, that's not a problem.
Thank you for promoting it for us.
We're happy to do that. As I say, if you've got a fundraiser of your own coming up next year or anything you're involved in, give me a yell and we'd only be too happy to push it along. So 14th of December, down to the Manhattan. You'll see a whole lot of great cars, but even if you don't want to go and see the cars, rock on in, look for the yellow van and go up and throw some dollars in it because it's
yep.
the only way that we're ever going to fight these diseases.
Yep. Doesn't necessarily have to be a car show either. Look, we're happy to go to any big event that's on. We'll travel around and try and raise some awareness and some funds if we can. And
well, yeah, I guess for the people that are listening, if you're running a festival or a fete or something, it's got to be where there are quite a few people because I think you live up in the country, don't you? So
we do. We live up in the bush we live in the Kiwa Valley, Mount Beauty.
Oh, right. So it's a fair way for him to come down and bring the rocket down. But, look, if you can, involve him, give it a go because we really need to get behind this MND fundraiser, not only this one at the Manhattan, but anything that Bumblebee does or anything that anybody does to fight money for the MND.
That's fantastic, yep.
Ken, thank you for your time. Please send us down a photo of the rocket and I'll put it up on our socials and we'll try and get as many along. But 14th of December, down to Manhattan. Go and have a look for the yellow rocket and walk around and have a look. And there's always food trucks and coffee and all that, so you can make quite a good morning of it.
It's going to be a fantastic day. I think it's going to be a pretty big day. Well, hopefully everything goes well. And knowing Glenn, it'll all go swimmingly.
Well, I think he's hoping for the best or the biggest car show he's ever had. So, and if you've got an old car, rock on down. Take it down.
Bring it along, absolutely.
14th, be part of it. All right, thank you for your time, Ken. Great to talk to you, and I wish you well on the day.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks, Ken. Bye.